on the Colorado State Sports Network. From Learfield, this is the Colorado State Insider with the voice of the Rams, Brian Roth.
All right, a very good Wednesday afternoon to everybody. Welcome to another edition here of the Colorado State Insider Podcast. Brian Roth, voice of the Rams, great to have you back with us. Took last week off to help celebrate the new year, and I hope everybody's doing well as we now move into 2022. Podcast is back at Colorado State basketball, also back as the Rams, for the first time in 24 days, they were on the court last night, taking on the Air Force Falcons, and LCSU was able to get the 67-59 win over the Falcons. Saw some rust for the Colorado State Rams, as you would expect, and of course saw some dynamic play, as you would also expect, but the Rams do fight off the shorthanded Air Force Falcons to get the victory. All right, here's what we have coming up on the program. We're going to rehash that win against Air Force last night, and we'll listen back to the postgame comments from head coach Nico Medved. He joined Adam Nygaard and myself on the postgame show. Also, heard from Chandler Jacobs last night at the postgame show. Our first time talking to Chandler, the transfer from Dallas Baptist. He was a Division II All-American last year. And just fits in perfectly to this basketball team. So we're going to hear from both of those guys following that 8-point win against Air Force last night. Rams, fourth consecutive week in the top 25. That's a school record. And currently sit at number 19 in the coaches' poll, 20th in the AP. Now, the big question last night as we were leaving the arena, would the Colorado State game at Boise State, scheduled for this Friday night, be played? It's because Boise State has had some COVID issues. They had their game at Wyoming canceled last Saturday on New Year's Day, just 36 minutes before the game was supposed to tip off. And then their game last night at Utah State was also postponed and didn't know if they would be ready to go. That was the big question walking out of the arena last night. Of course, we talked to Nico Medved last night, and he said that he thought that the game against Boise on Friday night would probably not get played. Now, there was a chance that you might be able to move that game to Sunday and Boise could be ready to play and they could be through the COVID issues that they've been experiencing. But Colorado State fully didn't expect to play Boise State later on this week. So the question was, could you find another dance partner? Is there anybody out there that Colorado State might be able to find and play? Because Nico told us in the postgame show, and again, we're going to hear that coming up in just a matter of moments, but told us in the postgame show, look, we don't care who we play. We just need to play. 24 days off between games, and you saw the rust last night. The last thing Nico Medved wanted to do is go 8 days without a game and have to wait until next Wednesday for the next scheduled game against Utah State at Moby Arena. And the rumor we were hearing leaving the arena last night is possibly a matchup with the Arizona Wildcats, the nationally ranked Arizona Wildcats, and it would have been a great resume building type opportunity. Arizona ranked 8th in the nation, sitting at 12-1 of the season. They had just had their game against Arizona State on Saturday canceled. So Arizona was without a dance partner this weekend. Colorado State was without a dance partner this weekend. In fact, earlier today, I was checking flights to Tucson, wondering if perhaps that's where we'd be heading here this weekend. But as we sat around here all day waiting to publish this podcast, waiting for the word to come down on just exactly who Colorado State was going to play this weekend, it was announced earlier this afternoon that San Diego State would be the dance partner as their contest with Nevada got postponed due to COVID issues with the Nevada. And so the Mountain West Conference doing some juggling, and all of the sudden, out of the blue, a huge Mountain West Conference matchup set to take place coming up on Saturday afternoon from Viejas Arena in San Diego. It's the Aztecs at 9-3 in the season, 1-0 in conference play. They got a win at UNLV last Saturday. And the Colorado State Rams, what a big-time early season matchup. And, of course, you look at the games last year. Rams played 2 games down at Viejas Arena last year in the COVID season where you were playing the 2-game series. And, of course, had that epic come-from-behind win against the Aztecs where the Rams came from 26 back. That game, incidentally, was also a nationally televised game on CBS. And the game on Saturday will be another nationally televised game on CBS. So, Hey, this thing's fun, right? I mean, looks all of a sudden you don't know who you're going to play, or maybe not play anybody, maybe play Arizona, and the next thing you know, you're going to play San Diego State in the big early season conference matchup. So, should be fun. Again, 2 p.m. Mountain tip-off time from Viejas Arena, Colorado State, and San Diego State. All right, well, let's get to the game that was played last night on Tuesday night at Moby Arena. As we mentioned, the first time in 24 days that Nico Medved and the Colorado State men's basketball team were on the court. Of course, we had no idea that was going to be the case when we walked out of Dickey's Arena in Fort Worth back on December the 11th. Rams had just come off that thrilling 66-63 win over Mississippi State. We knew they were going to be ranked a couple of days later. What we did not know is it would be over 3 weeks before we would see this basketball team back on the court. But the 20th-ranked Rams were back on the court against an Air Force team. If you had heard our pregame show driving to the arena or just listening to the pregame show, we told you that Air Force was shorthanded due to COVID issues within their program. They were without three starters in that game, and that included A.J. Walker, and that was a big, big loss. Walker is a longtime starter. Started over 70 games in his career. He's the point guard for the Falcons, third-team All-Mountain West Conference player of a season ago, and came in as the only player averaging double figures this year for an Air Force team that really doesn't score very much anyway. But, you know, it's a kid who came in averaging nearly 17 points per game. So that was a big, big loss coming into the contest for Air Force. And in the end, you know, Joe Scott only played seven players, and really, in all reality, only played six, and you can even make an argument that they only played five. I mean, they had three players that played 40 minutes in that game, another player that played 36, and then a third player that played 30. They got 14 total minutes off the bench. 14, and that's all. The starters played the rest of the minutes, so the starters, let's see, do the math real quick. The starters played 186 of the 200 minutes for the Air Force Falcons. I thought they might have run out of gas at the end of that thing, but nonetheless, CSU takes care of business. It wasn't pretty, but they get the job done. 67-59 was the final score. Colorado State team that spotted Air Force a 7-0 lead to open up the contest. Rams looked a little sluggish, looked a little rusty, all to be expected. Then we saw CSU really turn up the intensity on defense, really got after Air Force, started forcing turnovers, really started forcing the ball handlers into a little bit more pressuring situations. Again, with Walker, the point guard, out, they didn't really have a true point guard, did Air Force, on Tuesday night at Moby Arena. And then we saw the Rams go on that 14-0 run. Next thing you know, CSU's in front. They led by as many as 10 in the first half. It was a 5-point game at the intermission, and give Air Force a lot of credit. There were many points in the game on Tuesday where you felt like Colorado State was about ready to just take complete control of the game. Rams up by 5 at halftime. They come out in the second half, and CSU immediately pushes that lead up to 10. And again, you're thinking to yourself, okay, it's at 10. This thing is going to start ballooning up into the 15 to 20-point range, because we talked about this on the broadcast last night, but if you looked at the games last year, Rams faced Air Force in a 2-game series at Moby Arena in late February, early March last year. Each of those two games, the Rams won handily by 23 in the first game. They won the second game by 30. But in each of those games, halftime the game was close, just like it was last night. And Colorado State would dominate the second half of both of those games last year. And when the Rams pushed it to 10 early on in the second half last night, I think we all just got the feeling, okay, Rams have righted the ship. They've gotten their sea legs under them. Here we go. But you know, give a lot of credit to the Air Force Falcons. They had 10 threes in the contest last night. They kept battling. They got some defensive stops, and they just would never let Colorado State run away and hide in the game. The Rams never got the lead above 10 points. And you know, I don't think in the second half that, at least speaking personally for myself, that I was ever really afraid that Colorado State was going to lose the game, even when Air Force came from 10 down in the second half, tied it up at 48 apiece, still got the feeling that Colorado State was going to be in pretty good shape at that point. But, you know, listen, Air Force ties it up, 11 minutes to go in the game, it's 48-48. You know, that's a Falcon team probably at that point believed they had a good shot to win the game. CSU, though, was able to go on a 6-0 run after it was tied at 48, pushed the lead back up to 6, and again, never ran away with the contest, but in the end, Colorado State was the better team, certainly against a shorthanded Air Force team, and the Rams were able to do enough to get the job done and get the 67-59 win. You know, you look at the scoring for each of these two teams. We mentioned Air Force only got 14 bench minutes the entire game. They didn't get a single point off the bench last night. Meanwhile, the Rams played 10 players. All 10 players scored, and the Rams had 29 points off their bench. Now, again, COVID issues within Air Force is kind of a story of that, but the story for Colorado State all season long has been their depth, and I thought that showed well last night. I thought Colorado State looked tired at times, which you would also expect, but the fact that you can play Chandler Jacobs 19 minutes off the bench, Jalen Lake played 14 off the bench, John Tanjay played nearly 30 minutes coming off the bench last night. You know, I mean, Isaiah Rivera came in, hit a big three in the second half. He had played 8 minutes in the contest. So CSU, per usual, getting help from just about everybody on the roster. It's been a staple of this basketball team and will continue to be a staple of this basketball team as we move forward. All right, well, let's get you some of the post-game comments in case you didn't catch them last night on the radio broadcast. And if you were driving home from the game, I'm sure you did. If you weren't at the game, you probably didn't. So a good chance to get you up to speed of what Nico Medved thought about the win and also a Chandler Jacobs. First time that we've had a chance to talk to Chandler. Chandler, the senior, he's the Division II transfer from Dallas Baptist, where he led them to 4 straight NCAA tournament appearances at the Division II level. And, you know, a kid who isn't being asked to score at the clip he was at Dallas Baptist. He averaged 21 points a game last season. But man, is he a great addition to this basketball team. A terrific defensive player and can really slash, get to the hoop, and is a good 3-point shooter as well. And we had Chandler on in the postgame show, and I think you'll really enjoy the interview because he fits right in with really the culture and the mindset and just what this basketball team is all about. All right, so let's first get to head coach Nico Medved. Postgame comments from Nico following the Rams' 67-59 win over Air Force last night. Well, Nico, congratulations on the win. I know it probably didn't go exactly according to plan, but at the end of the day, you get the win after a 24-day layoff. And, yeah, it's an Air Force team. Look, that's what they do.
Yeah, I guess, does it ever go as planned? You know, I think you got to give them a lot of credit. I thought our guys, you know, it took us, you could tell we were a little slow coming out of the gates. Then I thought we played really hard. I think we didn't do a great job of playing with discipline, you know, at times, and that's what they do. You know, they test you. But I thought our guys showed a lot of toughness, and so did they. I mean, every time we made a run and we got it to 9 or 10 and looked like we might make a run, you know, we couldn't get a couple of stops and we needed it, you know, missed a shot, front end of 1-on-1, whatever it was. And I think the other thing that showed up to me, and this is the thing that I expected, I thought conditioning was a little bit of an issue. I think some of these guys, you know, looked a little winded, started feeling it in their legs, because there's nothing like playing. Yep. You know, there's nothing like playing games. And that's part of it, is just getting into game shape again and game rhythm. And, again, we got out of here with a win.
Yep, you did. And you go down 7-0 right out of the gates, and, you know, they hit a couple of threes and got a backdoor or two. But, man, I thought you guys really picked up your defense about the 13-14-minute mark of the first half onto the rest of that half.
I think we did, and I think it's a fine line. And, you know, I think you got to pressure the ball against these guys. But as you know, and Nygon's played against this stuff before, I mean, what they do every day is they're going to burn over plays, you know. And when you want to really pressure a team like that and make them feel you, you got to pressure on the ball, but you got to be really disciplined off the ball. And I don't think we were, you know, what we needed to be. And some of that's a credit to them, you know, probably watching the film of how we played last year and making some adjustments in their offense. But I agree with you. I thought our intensity really, really picked up, and I thought we played really hard.
Well, not only did they kind of mess with you on one end defensively, but How about offensively? I noticed they kind of switch everything, do it in kind of weird spots, and it really just kind of slows you down. In the second half, I just saw guys really kind of taking advantage of them, those mismatches.
Yeah, you know, they run a matchup zone. That's what they do. It's sort of like a switching man-to-man. It's like I would describe it. You can run the same thing five times, and they guard it different. And we got the ball to spots, and I agree with you, started attacking the paint. And we missed some good looks tonight, too, you know, and it's a hard thing to play against. It's not what you do every day. And we're going to see this team again, I think, in a couple weeks, yep. You know, down in Colorado Springs. And we know it. You know, they're going to get healthy, and we're going to have to be better. But I think we take away a lot from this game, and it's just good to be back out playing.
Well, that's just it, isn't it? You kind of take this for granted. All of a sudden, it just shuts down for 24 days. And now, what I hear, three full practices was it? And then yeah. Here we are again, so...
And that's the thing, you know, it's not just off for 24 days. I mean, there was a, you know, 12-day period in there. We're doing nothing, you know, so that's hard to do in the middle of the year. And it does take you a little while, you know, to get back. And so all those things happen. But, again, our guys showed some mental toughness tonight to get out of here with a win. And I know one thing, 11-0 sounds good, and we're not giving it back.
Yep, and you got your first win as a ranked basketball team. I mean, you get the ranking right after the Mississippi State game. And Kind of feels good to walk on the court with the national ranking next to your name, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, gosh, it never really crossed my mind as we were, you know, out there playing. But I thought today tonight was really cool. So they had a really nice crowd, you know, tonight. And to have that with our students not back yet is awesome. And it's great to see the support continuing to build. And I think it's going to be a fun conference season here in Moby.
All right, before we let you go, 24 long days for you guys. Obviously, there's COVID across college, across the nation, across the world, but across college basketball that we're all trying to navigate through. Boise State's on a pause. You're supposed to play there Friday night. When do you guys think you'll get like the word on that game? I mean, we don't know if it's going to be played.
You know, I don't know, you know, I don't know everything. I would say that, you know, I don't see that game happening on Friday.
Right.
Could there be a chance that it's pushed back a few days on the weekend? Possibly. At the same point in time, I think we need to be fully prepared that game's not going to happen. I think in the meantime, we'll keep looking for possibly another opportunity to play and just kind of keep all of our options open. As you can see, we need to play.
Yeah.
You know, we need to get back out on the court, and we need to play. We need to get in that kind of conditioning, that kind of a rhythm. And so the only way we're going to get back to playing the way we were is by playing.
Yep.
And so we're going to be really aggressive about playing the game. Hopefully it's Boise State, but if not, we'll try to find somebody else.
You bet. Nico, congrats.
Thank you.
All right, there's head coach Nico Medved following the contest last night. And again, asking about what the situation was going to be with Boise. And, of course, we've gotten that all straightened out at this point. But, of course, last night it was up in the air. All right, how about we get to Chandler Jacobs? And, again, here's a kid. Comes in from Dallas Baptist, where he was a Division II All-American. The 6'3" senior from Missouri City, Texas, down in the Houston area. And, as we mentioned, our first time really having a chance to talk to him on the radio, and we were impressed, and I think you will be too. Chandler, great to have you with us on the postgame radio.
Appreciate
I think it's your radio show debut here this year, so great to have you on board. Just give us an idea. What was the last 3 weeks like for you and the team?
It was weird, man. You know, whenever you have a COVID outbreak and you kind of can't do much, you know, we had a lot of people kind of testing positive and just a lot of we didn't know, a lot of uncertainty. So these past 3 weeks have just been about controlling what we can, getting in the gym when we can, and slowly ramping up to being ready to play today.
What was it like not being on the court for almost 10, 12 days?
Yeah.
Then you went back to practice on Wednesday. Now to come out in a game, because it must have felt a little bit weird.
Yeah, it was weird. And it felt like it was such a quick turnaround almost, because, you know, you go from I think our first day back, we had a couple guys doing individuals on Monday.
Okay.
So we kind of slowly ramped up. We had, like, each day, like, two more people would come. So it was like, I don't think we got to a first full practice until maybe Thursday.
Wow.
So it was odd. It was an odd situation, man. But that's 2022. You know, that's where we are, so.
Well, talk about individually your role and how it's kind of changed from last year. You probably never came out of a game to this year. Now you're coming off the bench. So talk a little bit about that change.
It's cool. I think it was one thing that I definitely needed in terms of my own maturity as a man, as a person, just as a player. And I was really excited for it. I think that being a part of a team and and just being able to fill whatever role. Because as you said, you know, last year I didn't come out the game. You know,
I bet, yeah.
I had a much larger role than I kind of do now, but at least on paper. But it's really empowering, you know, to know that there's something that you can do for a team to help a team win. And it feels good to do that well and to be a part of a unit.
Well, and how good does it feel in the locker room as a player knowing you guys are finally getting that national notoriety that you thought you probably deserved a little earlier in the year, but now you guys are going up the polls without even playing?
Yeah, that was honestly a crazy situation because we had the COVID outbreak and we just slowly climbed. But it's weird from my perspective because, you know, this is my first year here, so – I really have no concept of the polls. Like, even when we got ranked for the first time, I was just kind of like, okay, when we play next? Like, it isn't – like, I think as a unit, I think all of us kind of have that same attitude, you know, just because obviously, you know, 4 years ago we were struggling, and to see where we are now was a great thing, but we can't get too caught up in that and just kind of focus on what we can do that day to get better.
Chandler Jacobs joining us here on the post-game show, the 6'3" guard. Played last year at Dallas Baptist at Division II, averaged 21 points, nearly 8 rebounds per game. And you know, I mean, obviously you did a lot of scoring there.
Yeah.
Give fans listening, driving home from Moby Arena here tonight, what was it about Colorado State? I know you had other offers where you were going to transfer to, but why Colorado State?
Man, I think for my last year, I wanted to come somewhere where I knew I would enjoy myself, whether I was playing well, whether I was playing a lot, regardless of what the basketball situation was. I wanted to go to a healthy culture and just a family environment. And, you know, I committed to Tech originally. I decommitted. And in that process, you know, I kind of felt like Colorado State was the one school that my heart was just always drawn to. So once I decommitted and, you know, I was kind of reanalyzing my options, I knew exactly where I wanted to go. So made a quick decision, and people found out a little later, but I made a quick decision, and man, I've been happy with it ever since.
Yeah, and I think you, just listening to you talk, and fans out there can understand, you fit in well with what this team is about, don't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's awesome because I feel like I have enough respect from the guys to be myself and to be an individual, but I'm also a part of a unit, and that's, for me, in my past, you know, whatever. That's such a special thing for me and something I really cherish. So it's amazing. I love it.
Well, we're happy to have you here in Fort Collins. It's been a great start. Let's keep it going.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys.
All right, Chandler, thanks. All right, there he goes, Chandler Jacobs, the senior out of Missouri City, Texas, and the transfer from Dallas Baptist, and again, a great addition to this Colorado State men's basketball team. All right, that's going to do it for the program. Again, big news coming down earlier today. Mountain West Conference having to do a lot of juggling. Colorado State making contingency plans in case that Boise State game didn't go off. Rams might have gone down to Arizona. As I mentioned, I was looking at flights for Tucson earlier here today. But in the end, it's off to San Diego State, a big marquee matchup Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. on CBS. Man, I cannot wait. That'll do it for the podcast. Thank you to everybody that tuned in. Again, we appreciate you spreading the word. Brian Roth saying so long. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Colorado State Insider Podcast.
This has been the Colorado State Insider with Brian Roth. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Colorado State Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.